It's now time for our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Reporter Christina Jedra has a follow-up to a story about the Honolulu Police Department and its rate of crime solving. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. Good to be here.
Yeah, so you sort of got some answers to a previous story that you wrote about. How did that come about?
Yes and no. For a little background, the FBI published some numbers last week showing that the Honolulu Police Department has a very low clearance rate. That's the rate at which they are solving crimes out of the total number of crimes reported in particular categories. According to those numbers from the FBI, which originally come from HPD, the department solved only 25% of violent crimes in 2019 and about 5% of property crimes. At a police commission meeting yesterday, though, Chief Susan Ballard said that that data is incorrect. She did not say what she believes the clearance rates actually are, and none of the commissioners asked. But she said it's, you know, actually better than the FBI numbers would have us conclude.
And you told me last time that you had put in the request to talk to Chief Ballard, but she said she wanted to wait till those other stats came out.
That's right. So ordinarily, the Attorney General's office publishes an annual Crime in Hawaii report. They haven't put out a report on Honolulu's numbers since 2017 data was published. And so the FBI data was the best we had to work with to determine what the rates were for 2018 and 2019. So the chief has declined to be interviewed now twice, saying that they're waiting for the AG's report to come out, presumably, I guess, with different numbers than the FBI is offering.
Now, it's interesting because former AG Doug Chin now sits on the commission.
Right, and he used to put out these reports. And even if you look out the AG's reports going up to 2017, if you know the department finds that data reliable, the clearance rate has been going down for years. So the chief hasn't offered really an explanation for that. She did offer several reasons at the commission meeting yesterday. One thing she pointed out was that the federal definitions for crimes don't always match what HPD has for their criminal definitions. It's like putting a square peg in a round hole, she said. She also cited potential faulty record keeping at HPD. She said, quote, garbage in, garbage out. If you put in, you know, numbers with mistakes, you'll get faulty conclusions. And she also said that HPD gives a disc to the FBI and the AG and, quote, we don't know what's on it. She said they kind of hand over the data without knowing what's on the disc, and they don't know how the FBI makes its conclusions at the end of the day. I'm not quite sure what to make of any of that. She didn't share, you know, the numbers she thinks are accurate.
Well, she did tell the commission, though, that they have made efforts to, what, improve their computer system, their reporting system?
Yeah, so she said even though the numbers that the FBI is reporting are wrong, they're still taking steps to improve the clearance rate at the department. You know, one big thing that she said is she's going to hold her lieutenants more accountable for their numbers and make sure that they're keeping an eye on it and trying to close cases and make arrests.
And now I know, was it Mike Broderick? He was a courts administrator before, you know, so he's got some knowledge of, you know, the law enforcement and the judiciary. So what did he have to say about this?
He said that he was relieved to know that the numbers were wrong. He did hope that the department could offer some more information on a regular basis to the commission. According to current and former members of the commission, they haven't been briefed on the clearance rate for potentially years. So Broderick was hoping the chief could update them on a regular basis. She said she's not sure if she'll be able to do that. The Crime in Hawaii reports are typically the annual show of transparency for the clearance rate, and we don't know when that will be coming out.
Okay, all very curious, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see when those numbers do come out, you know, what the chief has to say about the statistics, you know, going forward.
Yeah, I look forward to asking her.
All right. Okay, and then we'll come back and you have to do another story.
Sounds
Thanks.
Good.
Thanks so much, Christina.
Thanks for having me.
That was reporter Christina Jedra with today's Reality Check. To read coverage on this issue, head to civilbeat.org.